next on All Access.
Edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by the new all-wheel drive Toyota Venza. Proof you can have utility and style.
We are just about 25 hours away from the start of the 2014 NFL Draft. All is quiet here at Gillette Stadium now. Tomorrow, a completely different story. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the special live Patriots All Access edition of the NFL Draft, presented by Geico. I am Steve Burton. Nearly 4 months away from the loss of the AFC Championship game, the Patriots have certainly replenished their roster. Jackie Britton fills us in on the state of the Patriots on the eve of the draft.
So far, the offseason has gone well for the Patriots. Shut down corner, check.
Cornerback Revis.
I've been welcomed here with open arms by everybody in the New England Patriots organization. So I feel like I'm at home.
Defensive backfield depth, check.
Intercepted.
Veteran wide receiver, check.
Touchdown by LaFell.
The first wave of free agency is over, and by all accounts, it was a successful one for the Patriots. In the days leading up to the draft, New England also came to terms with veteran defensive end Will Smith.
Going to be hit and sacked.
The strength and conditioning phase of the offseason is also underway. The foundation of the 2014 season is being built.
I think this is a real key time for the team. Us as players get a chance to, I think, really take our relationship further, and it helps us play better on the field.
And now, the draft is in focus. The lifeblood for any franchise. Draft well, and your team is stocked for the foreseeable future. Make too many mistakes, and it forces you to fill the holes for years to come.
Jamie Collins, linebacker, Southern Miss.
With the Patriots, expect, well, the unexpected. A year ago, Jamie Collins was the first player selected, a name most fans had never heard of or seen on any of the mock drafts.
Ball picked off by Jamie Collins.
After a strong finish to his rookie season, Collins is being counted on as a difference maker for 2014. So potentially they hit on Collins last season, but where will they look this year? Interior offensive line, defensive line. Tough to predict where Bill Belichick and the Patriots will land at the beginning of late tomorrow night.
All right, I'm going to ask you to take out your crystal ball. I'm going to put you on the spot. What do the Patriots do with that 29th pick?
Okay, well, clearly interior offensive line, defensive line, two areas of need. But, you know, let's have some fun here. Pending no trades, I'm going to go offense with the tight end position. I really like Jason Marrow out of Texas Tech, one of these elite pass-catching tight ends, and you know what? Someone I think that the Patriots could use. So I like him a lot.
So you're going with the offense?
Yeah, going with the offense.
All
I like
Jackie,
it.
Jackie, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll be back with much more Patriots All Access right after this, coming to you live from CBS Scene. Stay with us.
We sit down with Patriots personnel director Nick Caserio.
We don't want to necessarily preclude someone just because you have a certain number of players at a certain position. So ultimately, we're going to try to pick the best players for our team, and then we'll figure out a way to utilize those resources once we have them.
And later, we're joined by the first Patriots draft pick of the craft era, Willie McGinest.
This pre-draft edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
Well, I remember my draft day. It was an exciting time. It's a time where you never know what's going to happen. I was lucky enough to be drafted in the first round, and I just remember on the phone with a friend of mine that he thought he had connections. And it was right before the 32nd pick, and he's like, I just talked to my friend with the 49ers. They're going to draft you 33rd pick. I'm like, oh, that's great. And then I had another phone call coming in. I was like, hold on, I got to take this. And I click over, and it was Scott Pioli, and he's like, hey, Logan, how would you like to be a New England Patriot? We're about to draft you right now. And I was like, holy smokes. And all my friends and family were watching the TV, and I was like, I'm about to get drafted right now. Everyone went crazy, especially when my name came up on the TV. I had to step outside because I couldn't hear Scott anymore. And then I had to, then he put Bill on, and that was great talking to Bill. It was just an exciting time. I couldn't even tell you what they said now because I think I was so happy and relieved that the whole process was over. I knew where I was going. I couldn't ask for it to happen any other way.
Well, Logan Mankins was not a big name when he was selected 9 years ago, but he's certainly a big-time player now in the National Football League. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I am Steve Burton. This will be the seventh draft that Personnel Director Nick Caserio has had a front-row seat. Scott Zolak had a chance to sit down with Caserio this week to pick his brain on what the Patriots just might do.
All right, Nick, with the draft being obviously now 2 weeks later, things stretched out with the league. Is it a paralysis of analysis? Maybe, you know, you look at a guy too much, it gets to the point where you overanalyze a player, or is it good for you guys?
You can. I think it's really how you best utilize that time. I think at this point we're just trying to make sure we have everything organized, make sure we have all the correct information, make sure we have the players slotted in the correct spot so that we can ultimately make the best decision for the team come the draft.
Let's talk about draft day trades. You're the guy manning the phones. I know Bill's working it. You got Ernie. You got everybody inside. Say a trade comes up. Do you practice that stuff so when that phone rings, you guys are ready to go?
We may have some initial conversations, but ultimately we'll look at it at the time and look at the terms and say, okay, does this trade make sense? Are we getting the appropriate value? So a lot, we have some conversations initially, but a lot of it is once that offer comes, then we have to analyze it and ultimately make the decision.
Okay, the draft's over. Now, do you sit there and look at the draft? And I know you guys like the plan for the future. Do we do this thing right, that thing right? Do you self-scout yourself after the draft?
Sure. Maybe not immediately after the draft. I mean, you kind of go into the next phase, the next process, because there might still be some aspects of the team building process that are still, you know, still in front of us. So at some point, we'll go back. Once the preseason starts, we'll actually start to monitor the rookies, see how they perform, see how they're playing, see relative to their performance, relative to what our grade was or what we thought the player was going to be, and then track that all throughout the course of their initial season, realizing that there's going to be a jump from year one to year two.
All right, let's talk about the draft a year ago. And I know you, for instance, you had Dobson, you had Boyce, you had Kimbrough Tompkins, an undrafted free agent, but yet those rookies, they had an impact on your football team. The fact that those three guys were at the wide receiver position, say a wide receiver is there in round one or you guys are picking, will you avoid that position based on how good those guys pop?
Sure.
Three at one position?
Sure. I think the most important thing is you're trying to put as many good football players on your team as possible. So we don't want to necessarily preclude someone just because you have a certain number of players at a certain position. So ultimately, we're going to try to pick the best players for our team, and then we'll figure out a way to utilize those resources once we have them.
Playing sports in Boston, you know, you got a team, you know, in the Boston Bruins that are kind of in the mix here, Stanley Cup Finals. How's this draft fit in? Do you get a chance to take a peek in at the Bruins in Montreal every once in a while?
Yeah, definitely. I've actually come to enjoy hockey, and I'd never really watched any hockey before I came to the Boston area. I went to a Bruins game, and I was instantly hooked. So whenever I get the opportunity to watch them, no question, it's fun to watch them play.
All right, Coach will probably get you to a Cannons game or two. All right, Nick, good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, though. Appreciate it.
Segment of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting draft nugget. 2014 marks the third time in franchise history and second straight year that the Patriots have entered the draft with the 29th selection in the first round. Last year, they traded number 29 to Minnesota for four draft picks. While the Vikings selected Cordarrelle Patterson, the Patriots drafted Jamie Collins, Logan Ryan, and Josh Boyce with three of the picks and acquired LeGarrette Blount with the fourth. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
New England Patriots select Willie McGinnis, linebacker, USC.
Willie McGinnis was the first player selected by the Kraft family in their first year of ownership 20 years ago. All McGinnis did was play 12 years for the Patriots and was part of all three Super Bowl winning teams. McGinnis is still the NFL's all-time sack leader in the postseason. And joining me now is a man that really doesn't need any introduction, Willie McGinnis. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Take us back to that day. Remember that day, and where were you?
Well, I was in California. I didn't go to New York. And, you know, I wanted to spend time with my family and have all my friends around. And it was a surprise call from Bill Parcells because I really thought I was going to Dallas. All their representatives was there, and I thought they were going to move up to the fifth pick and take me. And Parcells, being Parcells, never really called me much. I came in for my visit. We talked a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. Didn't hear from him anymore.
That was it? Just that one time?
Just that one time. And that was it. So I was like, okay, well, you know, great coach, a lot of history there. He's won some Super Bowls.
Right.
And the Dallas had about four representatives there at my party with the hats and everything. So I thought for sure I was going to Dallas. And then when I got the call, it was Bill. And he said, we're taking you at fourth. And, you know, he kind of chuckled because I was surprised. I really didn't know where I was going.
Surprised or shocked that it was actually Parcells?
I think a little bit of both. You know, I was like, New England. Where did this come from?
Right.
You know,
all of a sudden out of the blue.
And that's part of that game. You know, these coaches and GMs, sometimes they play. They don't want, you know, to tip off other people who they're really going for, who they really want. And he had us, too. He got everybody.
Since you, Mr. Kraft and the organization has taken 180 players.
Wow.
Since then.
Wow.
How's it feel knowing that you were the first in the Kraft dynasty?
It's great, you know, and, you know, me and Mr. Kraft often talk about it, about, you know, when I first came in, I was a pup, and, you know, he took over the team at that point, and that's pretty much where everything started. You know, the foundation was already kind of laid, but once he got his hands on the entire company and started to put his fingerprint on the organization and started bringing in those players, we really started to build something special here, and I'm just excited that I was a part of it in the beginning, in the middle, and you know, and towards our heyday.
Yeah. How nervous do you think players get on draft day? I mean, you were going high,
I didn't know I was going that high.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the thing. And for me, I was confident because I think I did everything I possibly could do as a player to prepare myself to test well on the field.
Right.
My junior and senior had good years. When I was talking to the people, I was genuine. I was prepared for the interview process. And when I performed, I was in my tip-top shape.
Right.
I did everything I could possibly do.
You did your homework.
I did my homework. I was fine. I just was excited about where I might end up. I think that's the biggest thing for a young player. Not with the expectation of how high I was going, just where I'm going to end up playing my NFL career.
Patriots' biggest need. What do you think it would be?
Well, you know, when you look at the Patriots, you never know because they pull guys from everywhere. There's always a rising star on that roster somewhere. But, you know, if you listen to you know, some of the experts and some of the scouts, they say it's a D lineman. It's an interior D lineman to solidify that front, help solidify that front. You saw what happened when Tommy Kelly and Vince went down. It kind of became a little difficult. And on the back end, at safety, at the safety position, or, you know, the DB position, because these guys are interchangeable. They all move around. So dealing with Bill Belichick and the draft, it's so unpredictable because you never know what the team is thinking.
Gotcha.
And our needs from the outside, you know, looking in, is totally different than these guys who deal with the upcoming talent, the guys that they already have, the guys that they're developing already. So they kind of got an idea of what they want.
20 years ago.
Yes.
Willie McGinnis, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to this special live edition of Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Draft time. And you are right on time, my friend.
Barely,
to be here. It is draft time tomorrow night. And I'm going to put you guys right on the spot. But eventually I will. Not right out of the gate. But do you see the Patriots? What are they going to do? What do you think they're going to do overall?
You know, I think if I had to look at it, Steve, trading down looks like a fairly decent possibility. The thing I would look for is, do the quarterback slide down the board and create value for that pick at 29, where a team looking to get back in to the end of the first round wants to trade for that pick?
What is your biggest need, do you think?
Take a pick. Take a pick. There's so
many different
positions.
That's what they're going to do.
And I totally agree with Mike. I think they always want to trade down. This year it makes a lot of sense. It just makes sense. The value's there. I'm right with Mike.
Biggest need?
Well, I don't think they have one like last year, Steve, like receiver. Like, I felt like last year going into the draft, lock in a receiver. If they didn't get one, they would have been in trouble. This year, I don't see one that they have to have. I think they can spread it around a little bit.
Offensive line, interior defensive line, so many spots.
Do they draft a quarterback as a backup for Brady?
I think yes, as a backup for Brady, not as Brady's replacement. Can we stop that talk right now?
Yeah, I agree with Mike, and I'm not even sure they're going to draft one at all. They might. I mean, I think it makes some sense. I think it's always good value. It's not a necessity.
Okay. Crystal ball, who's your pick?
Well, if they stay at 29, I'll go with Notre Dame defensive lineman Stephon Tuitt. I talked to one scout today. He said I could see it. Maybe Belichick views him as another Richard Seymour type, 6'5", 304, long, athletic, maybe a guy to work with.
I like that pick. I also like some edge guys. DeMarcus Lawrence is one out of Boise State, but I'm going to go D Ford, Auburn, pass rusher. A little small, I think, for what the Patriots like to do, but a guy with a lot of production, really good athlete.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. From Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. Draft time. See you later.